Chapter 8. A Big Splash. By the time they got to the lake, the picnic was already in full swing. Applejack and Rainbow Dash were taking turns doing cannonballs into the water. Rainbow's tortoise, Tank, and Applejack's scruffy brown farm dog, Winona, happily watched from the side.
"Are you ready for the biggest splash Ponyville's ever seen?" Rainbow Dash hollered before careening into the lake.
Winona barked. Tank blinked very slowly. Droplets of water landed on Fluttershy, who was feeding Angel Bunny some fresh carrots.
"Oh, that's okay," she said, even though Rainbow hadn't apologized.
Angel Bunny crossed his tiny arms, annoyed. He was very protective of his pony.
"Be a good bunny and sit down, Angel. I brought you a cherry."
Over on the grass, Twilight Sparkle was reading aloud from a book. Household Spells, Chapter 6, Clean It and Mean It. Spike and Owl Lawicious were both trying to listen, but seemed to be nodding off to sleep.
"We've arrived," Rarity announced with a grand flourish.
Charity was at her side. Rarity struck a pose, and Charity was quick to mimic it.
"I'm so glad you two could make it," Twilight smiled. "I was worried that you'd have too much work to do back at the boutique."
She trotted up to greet them, and Spike roused himself to follow close behind.
"Hi, Charity,"
the dragon yelled enthusiastically. Rarity shot him a look.
"Oh, and, Rarity, you're looking really nice today," he quickly added. "Good to see you."
"Thank you, Spike," Rarity replied, looking a bit sore. "We are very busy and important, but sunshine and time with friends always do wonders for creativity, no?"
Rarity put on her teal cat's eye sunglasses. Charity produced a similar pair from her saddlebag and put them on, too.
"So I thought, why not?"
Indeed,
Charity echoed, nodding. "Why not?" Twilight raised an eyebrow at the posh accent Charity seemed to be putting on along with her sunglasses. It was a little eerie. With their matching curled manes, the soft white of their marshmallow coats, and their light blue cutie marks being so similar, the two ponies almost looked like clones. If it weren't for their manes, Twilight would have thought Rarity had fallen into the mirror pool and duplicated herself, just like Pinkie Pie had once done.
"Thanks for popping by, girls,"
Pinkie Pie bounced over. She had brought along her new popcorn popper and was whipping up a fresh batch of Pinkie's popped candy pink corn. It was a tasty mixture of pink popcorn topped with gumdrops, sprinkles, and chocolate chips.
"Have some pink corn! It's scrumptiously yummy for your tummy!"
She tossed each of them a box, and they began to munch on it.
"Simply delectable," said Rarity, through mouthfuls of the treat.
"Yes, simply delectable," parroted Charity. She was still trying hard to put on a posh accent like her mentor. Applejack trotted up to join them, still dripping wet from her last cannonball.
"Good to have you, Charity,"
she tipped her cowgirl hat, which was also wet.
"Care to join in our little contest, girls?"
Ooh, Charity was actually really great at cannonballs. It was a secret talent from her fillyhood. She took off her hat and started to get ready.
"You can count me out," Rarity wrinkled her nose and turned her head away. "I simply could not mess up this amazing look I'm sporting with some murky lake water. But of course, you can join if you like."
She looked at the young pony expectantly. Charity's eyes darted from the water back to Applejack, and then to the look on Rarity's face.
"You're right,"
she put her hat back on.
"Better not. Lake water is disgusting."
"Are you sure, Charity?"
Twilight Sparkle said in concern.
"It seemed like you wanted to try it."
"Nope, I'm good," Charity replied before quickly correcting herself. "I mean, no thank you, darling."
"If you insist," replied Twilight, trying to make sense of Rarity and Charity's student-teacher dynamic. It was clear that Charity was learning something from her mentor, just maybe not the right things.